let us bring forth Pat Pagano. To hell with the Super Bowl. It's time for the Super Bowl of weather forecasts. Pat Pagano is the leading coach. Good morning, Pat.
Well, yes, good morning. And whether or not we have a touchdown this weekend is up in the air.
I was going to ask you about this. I was sitting at home yesterday watching Hometown on Discovery Network, and my phone rings, and it's my brother, and he's down in South Carolina. Okay, he's got a house down in South Carolina as well as a house up here. He says, so you're going to have a big storm up there this weekend. So I said, well, no. It looks like it's going out to sea. Mark says, well, the Weather Channel says that it's got a 50-50 chance of actually forming and becoming. So I said, listen, Mark, and he's worried because he's got to get a guy plow his house out up here. I told him, I said, you don't worry about a forecast that's like a week ahead of time. So what's the deal with this potential, non-potential storm?
I think we'll get some snow, but I mean, we should be so far away from the storm, it should be very, very light. So I would not think too much more than an inch. Right. That's my thinking. And for today, that's a front coming through. So a little bit of light snow or a wintry mix, not a big deal. And the highs today, 35 to 40. It clears out tonight, 20 to 25. And it's partly cloudy and breezy Saturday, mid-30s. Now that storm passes south and east of Cape Cod Sunday. So cloudy with a little light snow. It should all be out of here before the night, 25 to 30. It'll be sunny, breezy, and cold Monday with a high right around 30 degrees.
So you've got it in your gut that we're only going to get light snow.
That's what I'm thinking. Have you heard different?
The only thing I ever really check, and it's too early to check it, is I do look at the National Weather Service, but not their forecast. I look at their forecast discussion. Their forecast discussion is more revealing to me. It's like talking to you, where they point out a lot of things, and I haven't looked at it yet. So I don't think, it's 2021. Anything can happen. That's why I look at it. Anything can happen. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to sit in my house on Sunday. I'm going to watch the Super Bowl. And if a big storm comes on Sunday night and then Monday, it comes. If no storm comes, it comes. Because regardless, Pat, I go to work on Monday. So.
Yeah, that is definitely the truth, Marshall. Yeah, and, I started noticing it yesterday. It's funny because I was on the phone yesterday in the morning with someone and I'm speaking with him. And as I'm speaking with him, I'm looking at the new NAM coming in, and all of a sudden, I see it bringing the snow in. And I said, hey, you're not going to believe this. They're bringing the snow in on Sundays. You're kidding. By the way, that gentleman that I was talking to was Mike Solomon.
Okay.
Doing very well, by the way.
Good. Say hello to him. Next time you speak to him, say hello to him for me.
I will. His sons now are 13 and 16.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was saying, he said he was... 24 when he worked for me. He was 24 years old. He's now 50.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing? But anyhow, we keep in touch. So I've noticed and I said, oh, brother, is this a trend? Let's see what happens. Then, of course, the GFS came out and gave us a little light snow. Then we waited for the Euro. It came out and gave us a little light snow. And I said, okay, great. So then this morning, I come into the weather center and said, let's see, maybe they're, lowering the thing. And they really did not lower it. It stayed about the same. And I don't know where it's going from here. I mean, the models did see it earlier this week. Then they said no. Now they're saying yes. And I'm still not sure that it's going to be, on track. So I'm just opting for light snow. I don't think it's going to be much more than that. And I'd be very surprised if it is. And I think we should get away with a decent weekend. So, I mean, an inch of snow here is not a big deal, Marshall.
No.
Right.
No, and you know what? You're leaving the door open for your weekend guys to handle the storm properly.
Yeah, good luck to them. Nice. Because by the time you and I get together on Monday, it's over.
That's right.
Of course, we'll be looking at the next storm, but... That's another story for another day.
I was going to say, we won't talk about that.
Right.
So, exactly. so did you find yourself a new plow contractor?
Not yet. Right. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, well, am I going to need him for Sunday? You know, and I mean, I could also take my snowblower and, you know, back my car out, take the snowblower that was in front of the car, and put the car back in and put the snowblower in back of the car, you know, in the garage, so that this way I have the option to use it. It's all going to be based on the fact of how much snow we get here. And again, I'm not thinking it's too much, but one of the ladies at the post office says that she knows somebody, and she was going to get the number. And she said when I come in today, she would give me the number. So when I go in today, I'll get the telephone number, and I'll have his number just in case I need him.
You know, I over the past couple of years, I've purchased a couple of these snow blowers that do. You know what? Snow blowing stinks. I'm sorry. It stinks. I don't care what age you're at.
Yeah.
It takes forever to do. And you've got all the fumes, and you got the snow coming back in your face. It's just as easy, instead of paying $1,000 for a snowblower, is every year to just allocate $1,000 for storm cleanup.
You know? If it's even going to cost you that much.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, do it. I mean, you know, these people know what they're doing, most of them. So,
right.
I don't know. That's just me.
No, I, you know, sometimes think you're right, because look at it this way. I've been here, let's see, so 5 years. I can't count. Up until this year, our gardener was sending the guy, and he was only charging us $50 a pop, which was great. And I would say that if we used him 10 times over 5 years, that was a lot. So that's $500. And then, of course, this year, which is $160. So there's the price of a snowblower right there.
I just think you should just forget about it and just pay somebody. Don't do the snow blowing thing. You're only going to be, the next day, you're going to be sore all over. You're going to be tired. You know, leave the snow. Sell it as a yard sale item next summer.
It's probably not a bad idea.
Put it out there. Say, here. You know,
right.
And that, then you can take that money and put it away to pay for plowing.
Right. And now remember, the snowblower was given to me by my friend David, so I didn't pay for it.
Oh, just don't tell David you're going to re-gift it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All right.
So that's a stoop. So, and it's 6:58, and hope everybody has a nice weekend, and be safe if and when it snows on Sunday. And we'll be back Monday with another whole week of interesting weather.
All right, Pat. Have a good weekend, and hopefully when I speak to you Monday, I didn't come through a foot of snow.
For my sake and yours.
Yes. Goodbye. Right.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.